This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, January 8th. I'm Gavin Dahl with headlines. A new legal agreement blocks fracking on 53 gas leases in western Colorado. A coalition of conservation groups led by Wilderness Workshop has succeeded in putting the brakes on further oil and gas leasing in the Piceance Basin, according to a press release from the Western Environmental Law Center. The Bureau of Land Management is responsible for the 45,000 acres of public lands. They were shown to have failed to undertake site-specific environmental review of the area. The 53 fracking leases are near three state parks, a migratory bird hotspot, and the site of the 18 Hours of Fruta mountain bike race. Leases are within a half mile of a K-12 public school in Debec and beneath Vega Reservoir, an important area for wildlife, recreation, irrigation, and hydroelectric power. Fossil fuel production on public lands causes about a quarter of U.S. greenhouse gas pollution, according to Clean Air Advocates. The Animas River in southwest Colorado has gauged its lowest flow in recorded history. As of Tuesday this week, the Animas was running around 79 CFS, nearly half the historic average on the more than century-old water gauge, as reported by the Durango Herald. It is one of the oldest gauges set by the U.S. Geological Society to measure available irrigation water in the 1800s. The Southwest remains in an exceptional drought, the highest category. So far this year, snowpack is only at 74%. A top state lawmaker says elected officials here are feeling on edge as they prepare to return to work following the violence in Washington, D.C. this week. Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more on how the insurgency might impact the upcoming Colorado legislative session.
Steve Finberg leads the Democratic majority in the state Senate. He says lawmakers are discussing ways to increase security for the start of the session next week. They're also moving forward with plans to add new cameras and lighting following vandalism last summer.
I don't believe we are moving forward on a perimeter fence that would keep people out from the Capitol grounds. But there are upgrades that folks feel like is necessary, and that is not going to probably look or feel that different to the common person.
Finberg expects a safe start to the session. Lawmakers are trying to strike a balance between keeping people safe while allowing them to visit with lawmakers and participate in the public process. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
New rules around oil and gas development go into effect in January. This comes after months of debate at the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the state's regulatory agency, which was tasked with overhauling rules after legislation was passed in 2019. One central part of SB 181 was giving local communities more authority to regulate the industry. But as we hear now, two Front Range counties have radically different ideas of what local control means. Maeve Conran from KGNU reports.
Here, where Weld and Boulder counties meet, it's hard to see where one jurisdiction ends and another begins. It's where Amanda Harper and her family live.
West Weld County looks like eastern Boulder County. It's spacious. There's homes with small farms and large farms. It's a beautiful agricultural area.
Harper and her family moved here because of the landscape, the chance to have a small farm, and the opportunity to live a rural, peaceful life.
You know, we had goats and a cow and milk and chickens and goats and ducks, geese, and that's how we wanted to raise our child, was in an agrarian situation with open spaces and clean air, and, you know, it's beautiful out here.
But that peaceful rural life was suddenly interrupted 6 years ago when Harper learned that her idyllic farmhouse would soon be in the midst of an oil and gas development.
Well, when I found out completely haphazardly, that there was going to be a 12-well site placed 1,000 feet west of me, and then another one three quarters of a mile north, I spent 4.5 years trying to fight that through many, many means, going to the Weld County government, going to the Boulder County government.
Harper lives right on the border of Boulder and Weld counties, but her home is just to the east of County Line Road, putting her in Weld County. She soon found out that the different counties have very different attitudes to oil and gas development.
Boulder County is at least trying to do the right thing. They really are, you know, from a climate perspective, from a neighbor perspective, from a bigger picture. They just have a bigger picture, Boulder County does. Weld County has a very narrow picture of oil and gas. It's like as much as we can now.
Weld is the number one producer of oil and gas in the state. 87% of all crude oil production and 43% of all natural gas production in Colorado comes from Weld, and it welcomes the industry. Boulder County, on the other hand, has tried to stop drilling. Voters in Longmont, a large city in the eastern part of the county, voted to ban fracking several years ago, something that put them at odds with the state and its previous rules about local control. The differences between Weld and Boulder have become even more apparent in the wake of Senate Bill 181, passed by lawmakers in 2019. Instead of fostering the industry, the mission of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is now to regulate it and to prioritize public health, safety, and the environment. It also affords local communities more control, something Boulder has tried to enforce in recent years. But that issue of local control is being interpreted in a very different way by Boulder's neighbor to the east. The Weld County commissioners say their interpretation of local control is to allow them to be even more welcoming to the oil and gas industry. Here's Commissioner Barbara Kirkmeyer speaking on the steps of the Capitol in Denver in June 2019.
We are going to force local control back down their throats the same way they forced 181 down our throats. And that would be the Weld County way.
Just weeks later, the Weld County Commissioners approved the creation of the county's Oil and Gas Energy Department with the stated goal of serving residents and the energy industry. Contrast that with Boulder County's attitude to drilling.
Boulder County's approach is to really be protective of the environment and the residents within the county.
That's Dale Case. He heads up Boulder County's Planning and Permitting Department.
The county's been pursuing regulations that really do try to achieve that level of protection.
In December, the Boulder County Commissioners voted to increase setbacks between people and wells to 2,500 feet in most cases. That's even more than the state's new setback standard of 2,000 feet. Weld approved its own setback rules, 500 feet between wells and homes. And the fight is not over. Remember Barbara Kirkmeyer, the Weld County Commissioner we heard from earlier? Well, she herself is headed to the state legislature. She was elected to serve in the state Senate starting in 2021, where she says she'll work to repeal legislation like Senate Bill 181. For KGNU and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
This story is part of our ongoing fossil fuel reporting collaboration with our partners in the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redmond, and thank you for supporting local independent media.